Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
This episode is made possible by the support we get from Fort Collins Kia. If you are in the market for any electric Kia, not only do they never add market adjustments, they will deliver your car to you anywhere in the 48 contiguous states for out-of-spec viewers. More information in the link in the show notes.
Colton, good to see you. So I'm sitting here in my house editing as usual, and all of a sudden my phone lit up and Colton's like, Dave, did you see these new Model S seats? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I did. And he said, we got a podcast. We got to do a podcast. So here we are. Well, let me show you what these things. I found this video online that just looks sick. Of these new seats. What are your thoughts, Colton?
Yeah, I mean, immediately, I think this is something that has been much needed in pretty much all performance variants, at least maybe the sedans, not so much like a Model Y or Model S, but I think these things look fantastic. And finally, stepping up the game of a real kind of, you know, Tesla's got Track Pack on Plaid Model S now, the $20,000 upgrade with carbon ceramics, and this just adds one more notch to that to really make this thing a little bit more engaging. And man, oh man, do I think these look awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. There really isn't that much differentiation between a Model S long range and a Model S Plaid. As a matter of fact, Kyle, he debadged his Plaid.
Yep.
And he also painted the brake calipers black. And so I don't know why he's doing that. For me, I'd paint them extra special red and put two Plaid badges on the back. But, sure. You know, to each their own, all kidding aside. But I do kind of like to see this differentiation in the seats. And again, if I put this video back up, they look amazing, which is great. Now, these are heated seats. They're ventilated seats. They are 12-way adjustable seats. They look like something out of a rocket ship that's about to be launched by SpaceX, and it's truly differentiated. Now, I remember when I took delivery of my Model X Plaid, again, not a sports sedan, and I remember getting so excited because the Model X Plaid had like little tiny black piping around the white seats, you know, that as a differentiator. That was pretty obscure. This is in your face.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, this to me totally gives BMW M3, M4 vibes of the seats. So essentially what we're hearing is this starts on all Model S Plaids produced after April 1st. This is going to be the standard seat in them. So the black is a free option. The white is a $2,000 option, and cream is a $2,000 option as well. I think it's awesome you can get any of the colors in the bucket seats. From what I understand and looking at photos, the rear seats are completely unchanged, so it's just the new two front seats in there. Again, like Dave said, ventilated, heated, still 12-way adjustable. And they do have a new material on the seats, Dave. I don't know if you caught that, but they are actually, a lot of people call this Alcantara. It is micro suede from Tesla. To use the brand name Alcantara, you have to buy it from the physical company. Porsche doesn't even do that. They have their own micro suede called Racetex or Racetech. I can't ever get those right, but it seems like this is going to be a truly awesome seat finally in the Plaid.
Yeah. Let me throw a little maybe spin on this. The sales of the Model S, not only the, well, especially the Plaids, but, you know, they've lost the tax credit, right? Because they're above the, whatever the federal limit is. The sales are not great. And now what you have is this new Model 3 refresh where everybody's waiting on pins and needles for the new ludicrous version of that. Mm-hmm. Right. And you got to wonder if Tesla is doing something to spice up the differentiation between the performance and, let's say, the long range variant or the rear wheel drive to give it that extra, wow, that guy's driving a performance. Right.
Yep.
And so I wonder if they are putting something of a derivation of these seats into that Model 3. And they're like, wait a minute. Before we put the bring out this performance or ludicrous version of the Model 3, we better spice up the Model S and maybe juice a little sales there. Because, I mean, let's be honest, the Plaid is an amazing car, but where does it have some deficiencies? What did Kyle do to his Plaid because he was unhappy with it? My understanding was brakes.
Yep.
Right? And suspension?
No suspension because it's air suspension. I do think...
Well, that's right. That was on his Model 3. He did the mountain dash, right? So, okay. Yeah,
exactly. So I believe his Model S, the only thing that we've changed on that, he's done some Martian MW05s in a square setup on it, and he's done the Mountain Pass big brake kit on it, which retains the normal caliper, but the traditional... Actually, it has new pads and the new rotor on there. So gotcha. I was wrong on that. Keeps the caliper. But Dave, I think this is an interesting move, and I'm kind of glad to start seeing this from Tesla. I mean, what we've seen as of leaks recently with the Model 3 Ludicrous is Tesla is starting to take their top-end model and really differentiate between them. We have new bumpers, new rear bumper, new seats in Model 3 Ludicrous, as so we've seen through some spy photos. And I've always thought that's kind of one of the downsides of buying Teslas is you can buy a rear wheel drive Model 3 that inside looks exactly the same as the Model 3 performance. Same with the Model S, same with the Model X and Model Y. And I've always thought they needed some sort of differentiation with that. Now, I do believe in S and X in the Plaid variants, you're able to get the carbon fiber inlays inside, which your Model X Plaid has as well, Dave. So I think this is just one more step up. Now, I do have a question for you. So you owned a refresh Model S before. So same seats that are in Kyle's Model S. Do you think if you were in the market for a Plaid and you're kind of in between the two, this would sway you maybe the other way not to go with the Plaid?
Yes.
Solely because of the seats?
Because of my width. I mean, I look at these bolsters on here, and I'm telling you right now, not only the side bolsters, but the where my thighs are. Oh boy!
Yep.
Like yeah, you know how Hilton, I like to keep my wallet in my back pocket.
Mm.
There's no way, not with these seats.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how aggressive they are.
They look really cool. And I don't know if there's like a pass through for a harness in these things or, you know,
not at all.
No. So look, here's the deal. They look amazing. They really do look amazing. This video is really well done. And I think this will sell cars because it is a differentiation. It's interesting. They're showing the car with the yoke here.
Mm-hmm.
Still
pushing the yoke, which is crazy to me.
What's that?
They're still pushing the yoke, yeah, which is just crazy to me.
I don't know. That whatever. Someone else can buy the yoke. I don't like the yoke. But You know, one thing that I will say, though, that is a little bit interesting to me, I would have liked to have seen the headrests be separated from the main body of the backrest. Because one of the things I find, especially in the Model 3s and the Ys, is that the headrest is too far back for my head. And I like it, like, for example, in the Porsches, you know how you can move the headrest forward and back. So I think that's a little bit of a miss here on this.
In bucket seats, though, they never have retractable headrests. You want that thing very sturdy, you know, ready for a racetrack.
I'm thinking comfort. I'm thinking, you know, like, well, see, that's why you're here. Cause I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah. One thing I do want to make an omission on that I misspoke on that I'm seeing just very slightly in this clip, the rear seats are actually different where they have that, not the Alcantara, but the micro suede insert on the back. So that's really interesting. The photos on Tesla's website or that we saw on Twitter earlier, the seats looked identical. In this video, you can see it just when it pans to the back seat, it does have a new black swatch right there.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So I guess all four new seats or at least materials on the back seats. But yeah, I think these will be really interesting. My biggest curiosity is how aggressive are these going to be compared to, you know, normal vehicles every day, because Model S, let's be honest, is a long highway cruiser. So for someone like Kyle that does a lot of canyon driving, these should hopefully be comfortable, but hopefully not too aggressive that you're like, I never want to sit in these things and drive this thing across country.
Yeah. Good point. But you know what sells is aesthetics.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, they look great.
They definitely do.
Especially in that white color with the black offsets. I mean, look, from a design standpoint, hats off to Tesla. I think they're an amazing looking seat. It'll be interesting to see, you know, the question, is it enough to spur demand that all of a sudden you're going to start seeing increases in sales in the Model S's? I can tell you
Kyle's excited about it. He called me. Yeah, he said, you got to do a podcast on this. I need these seats in my car now.
Yeah, I know. He was also talking to me earlier about a car deal where there was something else where the Model S might have been, you know, he's an eye candy guy. But the point is that is, you know, a lot of people are, and this does provide that extra level of differentiation if you're going to spend the money, not just for, you know, the acceleration or whatever else the Plaid comes with that the base, you know, or the long range doesn't. This is a very clear, wow, look at me. I have, you know, the Plaid and I've got these amazing seats and they really are a gorgeous design. I just wonder if this is a foreshadowing as to seeing something really, truly uniquely different in the Model 3 Ludicrous. That's where my head is. And I was going through, Sawyer Merritt did a great job of putting this out quickly on Twitter. And I was reading through a lot of the comments and, you know, a lot of people really do like these seats. Mm-hmm. And then there were a lot of people saying, well, what about the Model X Plaid? And what I would say is that out of spec Dave is not looking to switch his seats to those in the Model X Plaid. For this particular consumer, I like the seats that are in my Model X Plaid. And I think maybe if Tesla, it's interesting now because, you know, it's not like the Juniper or the Model Y, you know, performance is on the brink of being announced. Maybe 3 weeks or 2 weeks or one day before they announce the Model Y Juniper performance, maybe then you'll see this option in the Model X seats, you know, as well. So I
have a feeling, Dave, that this is kind of going to be a yoke situation though, because I think there's a lot of people who want the comfort seats in the Plaid variant. You know, just like you wouldn't go for these seats if you were buying a Model S Plaid. I really think this is an interesting tactic, and to me, it almost seems like they should have the option for them. I personally think it's cool that they're these are essentially free. It's the standard seat now.
Right.
But I think you may find some people who are like, I really don't want to go plaid because of these seats. So I'm curious to see, again, how they are comfort-wise, if it's a big difference. My hope is they're very, very comfortable. I've sat in some bucket seats. I am definitely not a skinny, you know, race car driver, very overweight. Like Porsche bucket seats are a no-go for me. Like GT3s, GT3 RSs, I do not fit in those seats. I'm literally sitting on the bolsters, and it's unbelievably uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of doubt that these seats are going to be that aggressive, but I still, I almost kind of think they should give you the option maybe to go back to the comfort seats. And
well, I'll tell you, one pair of seats that will be for sale will be Kyle Connor seats. So
exactly.
So, you know, he'll gladly swap you if you buy a 2024 plaid.
Yeah.
You know, it's, it definitely, well, Colton, this is cool. I look, it's good to see the differentiation. You know, I think you're right though. It would be good that they provided an option, but there's no option. Right. And, and, you know, maybe some people who might have gone for the plaid now would go for the long range. You know, if it's that one thing, the seats, they look beautiful, but I don't really fit, you know, maybe they'll detune their purchase to a long range or what have you. But, look, it's good to see little tweaks, and, you know,
totally. Here
and
there.
The one thing that would potentially get me to change my buying of where my head was, if these were massaging seats, cooled, heated, then I might go on a massive diet and say, okay, I'm going to get those seats, you know. But, you know, massage seats is just not something we've ever seen in Tesla, right? Have we?
Nope, and they're definitely not sporty. One thing I have to say, and I know Kyle's going to want me to say this as well, I hope these seats sit you lower in the car.
Yeah.
Model S has always been, every time you get in it, you feel like your head's in the sunroof there. So I really hope this brings that down. And if it is, Kyle's going to be thrilled with the plaid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things he and I both, we like to sit down low, right? With the sidewalls, and you feel like you're inside and hunkered down. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, well, listen, I appreciate you calling me last minute here saying, hey, did you see this stuff? Hopefully we've done a good job. Let me throw this screen back up there one more time. Look at these seats. These things are just beautiful. They really are.
Absolutely.
And of course they went with the white, you know, in the,
I still think it's cool. You can get them in cream too. Like if that's your vibe, or if you want all black, I think it's cool that they option all three of those. So love to see that.
Yeah. So if you do go over to the Tesla website, you will see the black, the white, the cream, and they all, there isn't an option for a different seat. The pictures on the Tesla website, they're not good. You can't really see them. It's like a side angle. This video here that I found from Sawyer. So Sawyer somehow gets all the good stuff. I don't know how he does it, but he just like unbelievable. He had some great photos that I didn't see on the Tesla website, and this video I didn't see on the Tesla website. So thank you, Sawyer, for posting those. And I want to make sure I give you credit as to where I found them. Although I don't think you went out there and produced this video. It's a damn good looking video. But listen, let's see what happens. You know, this is a good move. It's not earth shattering, but I like it, and I can see why Kyle would want this. So anyway,
I'm all over it too. I've always loved this about Tesla, how they don't wait for the next model year. It's just boom, like what is it? A Thursday night at 8 o'clock, this comes out Colorado time or whatever it is now. Yeah. It's just like, oh, here it is. And it's just all over Twitter. It's so
you know,
cool
what's funny,
how they do
it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it seems like Tesla does things on Thursday nights. They just seem to. Price increases. Remember they were doing all the price decreases? It was like every Thursday night. So, you know, I mean, at least it gives you something to talk to at the water cooler on Friday morning in the office, that's for sure. On that note, listen, go check these out. Apparently, they're going to be hitting the showroom floor soon, right? I mean, I think.
Yep. Apparently, all Model S's after April 1st built are with these seats. So we'll see.
Well, there you go. And now the question is, are they going to be available as a retrofit? And if not, it'll be interesting to see if like some third party companies come out with some sort of, I don't know, you know, how they would do it. But I mean, these are very expensive, 12 way heated, cooled, who knows, but yeah. Wow. They look good, my friend. They look good.
Sure do.
All right. Well, listen, everyone, thanks for watching another episode of Out of Spec Podcast. Hopefully, Colt and I, we've done you some justice. When everybody else was busy, we're there for you. Don't you worry, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.